call for more sanctions. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Ukraine's president says more serious sanctions are needed for what he calls a genocide in the Kyiv suburb of Bucha, where hundreds of civilians were found dead after Russian troops left. President Biden says Russia's president should face a war crimes trial.
This guy is brutal, and what's happening in Bucha is outrageous, and everyone's seen it.
He does plan more sanctions as the U.S. also calls for Russia to be stripped of its seat on the U.N.'s Human Rights Council. Russia says it's launching its own investigation and accusing Ukraine of faking a massacre to blame Russia. Jury selection begins in the third trial over the Capitol riot. A former Virginia police officer charged in connection with the unrest. Fox's Jeff Manasso has more live.
Lisa, former Rocky Mount, Virginia police officer Thomas Robertson in federal court in Washington facing six counts, including obstruction and disorderly conduct. He was apparently joined at the U.S. Capitol that day by another former Rocky Mount officer, both off duty at the time, though Jacob Fracker has pled guilty and could testify in the case, in which hundreds are still charged and dozens have been sentenced, most with house arrest or probation. Lisa.
Thanks, Jeff. Attorneys for the man charged with driving into a Christmas parade in Wisconsin want more time to study hundreds of videos of the incident. They're asking the judge for a delay of at least 6 months. Six people were killed, dozens injured. The coroner in Sacramento County, California, just confirming the identities of six people killed in a mass shooting over the weekend. Police still searching for at least two shooters who opened fire in a crowd after a fight broke out as people left bars at closing time on the outskirts of Sacramento's entertainment district. Three men and three women were killed, all in their 20s and 30s, except for one 57-year-old woman. Candles, balloons, flowers being left near the crime scene. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Debate underway in the Senate Judiciary Committee on Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson, accused by Republicans, including South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, of being too lenient in some child pornography sentences.
I think she's got this completely backwards. I think you should be enhancing the sentence. The more you download, the more you go to jail. And if you don't do that, we're never going to get this right.
Judge Jackson says she takes into account that sentencing guidelines were written before the internet, when it was harder to gather a large amount of images. Rhode Island Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse.
When you look at the widespread acceptance of the fact that this particular sentencing guideline is widely thought across the judiciary to have a serious problem with it, and you actually look at where these sentences fall in that actual matrix, there is nothing to see here.
If the committee deadlocks on its vote, it would take longer to get the nomination to the floor, where confirmation is still expected this week. One of the Grammy wins is stirring backlash.
Controversial comedian Louis C.K.'s album, Sincerely Louis C.K., was named Best Comedy Album at Sunday night's Grammys. C.K.'s career took a nosedive following his admitted sexual misconduct 5 years ago. The comedian beat out Chelsea Handler, Lewis Black, Kevin Hart, and Nate Bargates. CK did not attend the ceremony, and the win wasn't televised. It was the third win for CK. When the win was announced, viewers immediately took to Twitter to slam the Recording Academy. One person tweeted, "So much for cancel culture. Apparently, you can do whatever you want if you're famous." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Stocks are higher, but tech shares getting the biggest boost after Tesla's Elon Musk bought a more than 9% stake in Twitter, making him the platform's largest shareholder, despite past criticism over free speech concerns and his public musings about possibly launching a rival social media network. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.